Welcome to the Uppie Experience. If you love fiction stories, book reviews, and real-life stories from around the world, then this is the place for you. I'm your host, Uppie, an author, storyteller, and podcaster. Oh yeah, what are you waiting for? Grab your drink and let's go. Hello, welcome to the Uppie Experience, and I'm your girl, Uppie. Hi, how have you been? How are you doing? Long time no chat. Although last time we had this tete-a-tete, or last time I had an episode out was last week, so it's not really been that long, but I always miss the people that listen to me, and I always miss talking to you. So long time no chat, long time no podcast episode, even though it's 1 week. How have you been? How's your week been? My week has been weird. I would just say that, and I'm going to leave it at that. It has been weird, but it's okay. It has been cool. It has been okay. It has been all right, but just weird. I've been having some weird dreams, and some weird things have been happening, but it's all good. Well, I hope you've been having a good week. I hope your week has been fine. I hope your week has been better than my week has been. That's what I hope and pray. Well, today, before I even go into what we're talking about today, I want to first of all thank everybody that listened to the list, my short story, and if this is your first time here, welcome, welcome. If this is the first episode you're ever listening to, welcome. This is The Uppie Experience, a storytelling podcast where I share stories and what have you. And I share fictional stories, I share real life stories, which leads me to what today's story is going to be about. Last week's story was my short story. I read out my short story, but today and this week's podcast episode is a true story that I found online and I thought was really strange, and I'm like, I need to, you know, share it with you and also react to it. And it's about a very creepy guy. I don't want to go into too much details because I want you to listen to the whole thing. But don't forget to let me know what you think about this episode. You can send me an email, you can go to my website. But just let me know what you think about this episode and share it with your friends if you really enjoy it. And without further ado, let's get into it. So one day after classes, I am waiting for my train to come. And then I notice a guy with his bicycle staring at me from a distance. I didn't directly look at him and thought he could have just stared at someone else in my direction or something like that, I don't know. So I ignore him. Slowly, he starts to come closer and is moving kind of strange, really slow but with some kind of exaggerated movement. It's really hard to describe. I continue to ignore him but realize it's actually me he's staring at. He starts approaching me and the first thing he says to me is, "I look exactly like his dead wife." Now, imagine this phrase told to you by a complete stranger with a wide-eyed psychotic stare, gesturing with strange slow movements and obviously on some sort of hard substances. I didn't really know what to say to this, but he continues rambling about how he met her when he came to Germany. He was from some Arabic country, I don't remember, and they got married, etc. But she died years ago. Then he started choking up and sobbing. I really felt sorry for his loss, but I still didn't know how to react. A few seconds later, he suddenly stopped sobbing and we got into the train which had arrived. He started asking me if I needed anything, money, alcohol or cigarettes. I kindly declined. This went on for a few stops. He really wanted to give me something. Get my number. Get to know me. Because he loved his wife so much, and I managed to stay friendly and sympathetic, but declined all his offers and didn't give him my contact. I felt so creeped out by this whole conversation that I hopped off the train one stop earlier than I had to. I just wanted out of this situation. Thankfully, he didn't follow me out, and as soon as the train left the station with him still on it, I took a deep breath of relief that it was over. Still don't know what to think of this, but sometimes you meet the strangest people. Hope you enjoyed the little shiver running down your spine reading this, you wonderful creeps. See, if a man should come to me and tell me that I look like his dead wife, you see that train that the girl in this story entered? Me, I'm not entering, no. Which train? I will stay there and wait for the next train, or I'll go back. I'll be so afraid. In fact, I just remembered
one story of something, not something like that happening, but I had this encounter, which I'll share in another episode, with this guy that it creeped me out. I was so scared. Me, I beg you, somebody, I can't even imagine somebody coming to tell me, you look like my dead wife, I want to get to know you. I beg, Oga shift. But this was a really crazy story, and I can just imagine the feeling that the person in the story felt when this happened. Well, what do you think about this story? What will you do if you're in the situation? Let's say you're a guy and then somebody comes and meets you and the person is like, oh, you look like my dead husband. Or if you're a lady and somebody meets you and the person is like, you look like my dead wife, and the person is practically following you, what will you do? Will you attack him? I know somebody that will insult his life, eh? Or would you just, you know, kindly, politely say, excuse me, sorry, I'm not comfortable? Or would you just indulge him and go on with the conversation? I feel like, to an extent, I might actually go on with the conversation small, but I'll be trying to escape. It's really creepy. There are strange people out there. Stay safe. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and it's a really, really short episode because it's straightforward. If a stranger should come and tell you something like that and the person is entering with you, you will run away now. You'll escape. Because the thing is that, another thing is that he can even stalk you. That's one thing that is creepy. You know, some of these people, they're obsessed. So when, you know, they see that, okay, you look like maybe somebody they know and they're already mentally not okay, they can, maybe it's the thriller novels I've read, or maybe I've read too many thriller novels, but some of them will follow you. They will follow you to your house, and then it can go downhill from there. Before you know it, when you say, no, please leave me alone, before you know it, they'll try and kill somebody. You can never be safe in these streets. So anyway, thank you for listening to this podcast episode. What would you do? Let me know. You can send me an email to let me know what you think. And I'm even thinking of creating a platform for the OP experience people. But for now, my website is still there. You can go over there, share your opinion on the story. And until next time, bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the OP experience. Come, I hope you enjoyed the story today. Well, if you did, head over to my website at www.opirights.com and, you know, check out what's there. You can also leave a comment on any of the posts there, or you can send me an email at authoromoshaokwemigbo@gmail.com, and I'll make sure to reply you. If you have any story that you would like to share with the people that listen to this podcast, why not send me an email also at theopiexperience@gmail.com, and I'll be sure to read out your story. Well, until next time, bye!